We drove the same cars we bought in college 16 years ago.
And that's the secret to retiring at 33. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. Besides housing, one of the biggest expenses many American families have is transportation. Having a car payment can take a healthy chunk of your money. Auto lending topped $1 trillion for the first time last year. The average monthly payment for a new car is just shy of $500, while a used one will set you back about $360. If you're a two-car family, your payments alone can be sucking your finances dry without giving you much. If you really want to become financially independent faster, dumping your car loan can be an effective way to ramp things up. Downsizing to one car, though, might not be an option for you now. So you might be wondering, where are you going to find a good, reliable car at a great price?
If, you know, we sold our car, then we are going to buy one on Craigslist. It's We're not going to the dealership. We're not looking to finance. It's not even an option in our heads.
Right.
That's Mike and Lauren, the do-it-yourself couple you heard from the other week. Besides chatting about saving around the house, we got into the conversation about avoiding car loans. One of the biggest fears people usually have is getting a junker or a lemon. Mike completely understands. Since he's paying up front, he's been very careful with what he buys.
Our cars are no less reliable than our friends, you know? It's just never been an issue. And one of the things I find interesting is that people assume that the dealership is out for their benefit and a person on Craigslist is out to screw them over. And it's really, it's kind of the opposite. And I don't want to throw, you know, all dealers under the bus. In fact, we have a friend of the family that's a dealer and is completely honest and is amazing. But
yeah.
They are professional salesmen that are going to, you know, clean up, hide, polish, whatever they can on that car to make it look as good and get the most money possible. Whereas someone on Craigslist is a human being you're talking to face to face that has feelings. I guess car dealers are a little more jaded, or I would trust a person on Craigslist more than a dealer.
There's some dealerships out there who offer some benefits to their customers, but you're most likely going to see it baked into the price. After all, they do have overhead to cover. Wherever you decide to buy your car, do your research. Check Edmunds, Consumer Reports, other places for the most reliable cars, and also look into the most affordable to maintain. You may be able to uncover some hidden gems.
A lot of interesting cars that you would never guess, like the Toyota Matrix is the exact same as the Pontiac Vibe, and the Toyota Matrix is a wonderful car, and, you know, with a good engine, and the short answer is buy Toyota or Honda. There are a lot of outliers that I think are really interesting, like, you know, there's Isuzu minivans that are the same as the Honda Odyssey. So the workaround is you're trying to find a Japanese engine for cheaper. Scions are a great way to do that. That's a Toyota brand that is, you know, the budget brand. So you get, you know, a lot better deal on that.
Special thanks to Mike, Lauren, and Justin, who you heard at the top of the show. If you're on the hunt for a car, please check out the show notes. I'll have links and resources available there. And thank you for catching today's episode. The Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. And I'd love for you to be a part of the next season. If you or someone you know has a money story to share, please reach out. The best way is email. Yes, I know, I'm just old. But if you prefer, I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search Couple Money, one word. You can also throw out ideas for what you want to hear. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.